This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A foreign aid package is up for a final vote this weekend in Congress. Today, the GOP-controlled House cleared a key procedural hurdle that in rare turn was not along party lines. NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports Democrats helped the embattled Republican Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, overcome dozens of Republican defections to advance a series of bills on foreign assistance for U.S. allies.
The House voted to advance aid bills to Israel, Taiwan, and Ukraine, setting up a Saturday vote on final passage. In a rare occurrence, Democrats also stepped in late Thursday night to help the majority party advance the bills out of the Rules Committee. House Speaker Mike Johnson's proposal to split up foreign aid into separate bills caused pushback from members within his own party, who pointed to promises Johnson had made not to move forward with a Ukraine aid bill without a measure to strengthen security along the U.S. southern border. Three of his own conference members are supporting a move to oust Johnson as speaker. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, The Capitol.
Republican Congressman Dusty Johnson of South Dakota addressed the division in his party.
I wish people understood that we could get more conservative policy wins, which I desire if Republicans stuck together.
Representative Johnson speaking with CNN's Dana Bash. In other news, the U.S. has imposed sanctions on two Israeli entities it says helped raise money for settlers in the occupied West Bank, who were sanctioned earlier this year. NPR's Jackie Northam reports the Treasury Department also designated the leader of the group targeting Palestinians.
The Treasury Department says the Mount Hebron Fund and Shalom Asoresh launched online fundraising campaigns for what it called two violent extremists sanctioned by the U.S. in early February. Collectively, the two fundraisers brought in more than $170,000 for the settlers sanctioned for assaulting and killing Palestinians, burning their fields, and destroying their property in the occupied West Bank. The Treasury Department also designated Ben Zion Gopstein, founder and leader of Lahava, a group which opposes Jewish assimilation with non-Jews. The U.S. is increasingly targeting those involved in violence against Palestinians, issuing sanctions against settlers and their outposts. Jackie Northam, NPR News.
This as the U.S. seeks to de-escalate tensions in the region following Israel's latest retaliatory strike against Iran. Tesla's issued a recall for roughly 4,000 2024 Cybertrucks. The company says it discovered that the accelerator pedal can become stuck and possibly cause the vehicle to unintentionally speed up. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up more than 200 points or more than 0.5%. It's NPR News. Climate change likely will increase the economic value of rooftop solar panels in the coming decades, according to a new study. NPR's Jeff Brady reports a survey of 2,000 homes finds a warming climate will make solar more valuable in nearly all communities across the United States.
A changing climate can bring extreme heat and more clouds, which both reduce rooftop solar panel performance, but more sun can also boost generation. Consider the pluses and minuses, and they cancel each other out in some places. Overall, though, University of Michigan professor Michael Craig says climate change will boost the value of solar up to nearly 20% for other reasons.
The key factor here was not so much the change in solar generation. The key factor instead was increased demand of the household because of more air conditioning.
Craig says electricity generated from rooftop solar will get used directly for cooling, which avoids retail utility rates. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
This morning, U.S. stocks opened mixed as Netflix announced plans to stop sharing subscriber numbers next year. More from NPR's Scott Horsley.
Netflix added more than 9 million new subscribers in its most recent quarter, adding gains from last year after the video streaming service started offering cheaper ad-supported plans and cracking down on shared passwords. Investors are worried, though, about maintaining that momentum. Netflix says it will stop reporting quarterly subscriber numbers early next year.
NPR's Scott Horsley reporting the Dow is up nearly 200 points, the S&P's down 24, and the NASDAQ is down 218 points. I'm Lakshmi Singh. NPR News.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Sattva. Sattva luxury mattresses are every bit as elegant as the most expensive brands, but because they're sold online, they're about half the price. Visit SAATVA.com/NPR and save an additional $200.